Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Busy day today. We are getting ready to speak to Patty Burke. She'll be joining us in about 3 or 4 minutes right now. Of course, she has got some inside, really some definitive information on what's going on in that District 3 election that's going on in Santa Rosa County this afternoon. We'll talk to Patty in just 3 or 4 minutes, and so get ready for that. But first, let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Pensacola City Council set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday to settle a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and those other docks in the area. The agreement allows marina companies to make repairs to that seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Balin Slips Marina lease with the city by 25 years. That works out to 2070.
And Escambia County wants to eliminate derelict boats, especially in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. In the first week of June, Escambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 vessels in the bayou that they are monitoring. Escambia Commissioner sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels into county waters. And right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on derelict vessels.
Okay, and the number three story this afternoon, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming today they're tracking three tropical waves. One wave is located off the western coast of Africa. The other two are traveling west over the central Atlantic. Don't worry, no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea and in the Gulf of America.
All right, and right as we're hitting 515, we'll get a very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Got our biggest backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees, low of 75 tonight with a 50% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay, it is 515, News Radio 92.3, joining me this afternoon, and I'm so happy to have her with us today. Of course, Patty Burke, Santa Rosa County State Committee woman, really involved in the politics of Northwest Florida. It's great that she can spend a few minutes with us today. Hi, Patty. How you doing?
I am well, Chris. How are you?
We are having a great day. You know what has surprised me? We started talking about the election, I guess, a week so ago, and we were talking about early getting into your early ballots and things like that. And today, I have had so many people text in on the news line, they didn't know there was an election.
Well, that's a shame because I know that our very highly, I think it's a gift that we have Taffy Belaine as our supervisor of elections in Santa Rosa County. She does a fabulous job. And she sends out a notification to all the eligible voters. Now, I live in District 2. I don't get one. But everybody in District 3 is going to receive one of those. So, you know, it's possible that it's lost in the mail, but in spite of the fact that our postal service is not what it used to be, I don't think that many get lost.
I agree with you on that one.
So, it's the interesting. The turnout is very low. Right now, as of, it was updated at 5:10, we have a turnout of 8%, a little over 8%. And that includes the mail-in ballots, early voting, and the people that voted today.
I know you've been keeping us pretty up to speed on what was going on. I know at the 2:30, I think about 2:10, something like that, when you and I last chatted, Santa Rosa was at 7.02% at that time. So
Right. It's
kind of slow going out there. Maybe you're just joining us, and I just want to bring everybody back up to speed here. We're doing District 3 state House seat elections. It was a position that Navarre physician Joel Rudman vacated last year, and now we have the two candidates here. Holt resident, former Okaloosa County Commissioner Nathan Bowles, running as a GOP candidate in really an overwhelmingly Republican district that encompasses most of Santa Rosa County and a large section of rural Okaloosa County. He's heavily favored to win in that seat. But also, Gulf Breeze is very segmented in this election, aren't they?
Well, now remember, in Gulf Breeze, the cutoff is at Bergen Road, and that's pretty far. It's much closer to Navarre than it is to Gulf Breeze proper. Let me put it that way.
Would it be on the side of the zoo in that area?
It's east of the zoo.
Okay.
So it's more Navarre and, of course, parts of Okaloosa and north. So, you know, it's just from precinct to precinct, it does vary. And in Gulf Breeze proper, we're probably the most even as far as Democrat, Republican. But as you get further to the north, it's definitely more Republican. I noticed the Milton precinct, it's closer to being even than certainly Jay and Chemukla.
Mm-hmm.
So it does vary from precinct to precinct. And like I said, Gulf Breeze proper is probably the most where there are the difference between Republicans and Democrats is least.
You know, I got to plead a little bit of ignorant here. I know a little bit about Nathan Bowles, but I absolutely know nothing about Dondre Wise. I know he was a Democrat who moved from Escambia County to Navarre, happened about, I guess, two months ago or something like that. What do you know about Mr. Wise?
Next to nothing. In fact, I had to be reminded before the call came in to remind myself who was running against Nathan Bowles. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that neither one did much campaigning.
Right.
And neither one did I see many signs. So, you know, it was similar with Jimmy Patronis running for Congress. People seem to think that this is a very conservative district and the Republicans are always going to win. But that's not a good strategy, and I know I pointed it out to you earlier today. It's disappointing that the percentage of Republicans is far less as far as the rate of Republicans that voted versus the rate of Democrats that voted.
I know you mentioned, and thank you so much for really supplying me numbers throughout the day to hear in terms of what was going on. You mentioned the 5 o'clock numbers. Could you repeat those for us?
The 5 o'clock numbers are, well, the total percent turnout is a little over 8% of the 118,344 eligible voters. By party, the Democrats are 2,320 that have voted, Republicans 6,349, NPAs, which is no party affiliation, at 767, and the other minor parties at 133. So, you know, it sounds like a big difference, you know, 6,300 versus 2,300 Republicans to Democrats. But when you look at the total number of voters, in Santa Rosa County, we have 62% Republican, 12% Democrats. And that, you know, if you look at 6,300 versus 2,300, I haven't crunched those numbers, but there's not – you wouldn't see, I mean, if we had the same rate of voters, that Republican number should be much higher. So the Democrats came out in higher numbers than the Republicans did.
Patty, in the leadership category here, are the people that are the two gentlemen that are running today, leadership capabilities and qualifications? You know, you're coming into an area where Matt Gaetz held a position there pretty you know, well-rounded in terms of what was going out politically. Are these two newcomers qualified for this position?
I can't comment on Mr. Wise, but what I know about Mr. Bowles is that he's a degreed engineer, he's a business owner, he's a family man, and, you know, you have leadership capabilities when you're running a business. And he's been in business, I don't know how many years, but it's been several years running.
Right.
He has to get, he has to not lobby, but he has to get the contract from the municipalities to engage with his business.
Right.
So that takes, you know, some strategy, some you've got to think it through. You've got to base your numbers, because when they're submitting bids to get the business, they've got to determine, okay, well, what number is going to work? And there are other competitors, not a lot, but there are a couple of other competitors in both of those markets. So I think having those that type of resume bodes well for him. He's a young guy, younger guy, and, you know, as a 63-year-old, anybody in his 30s and 40s seems young to me. But that those folks are going to have more energy. And so I think he'll do a good job. The thing about it is we always need to hold our elected officials accountable.
Yes.
Whether they're in our party or they're not in our party, they need to hear from us. And I think they're hearing more from us nowadays than they did, say, 5, 10, 15 years ago. And that's why we're going in a little bit better direction. But we need our voters to actively engage. And that means voting, and that means calling their elected official in to say attaboy, and also to say, hey, I hope you vote this way or that way, or I didn't like that vote you took, and this is why. And of course, when you make those kind of contacts with your elected officials, you need to be very succinct.
Absolutely.
They don't have a lot of time.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Words of wisdom and experience speaking. Patty Burke, Santa Rosa County State Committee Woman. Hey, thanks for your time, and thanks for your input today in helping me maneuver this election.
Happy to do it, Chris.
You got it. Patty Burke, what a great lady, and she was helpful throughout the day today. Polls stay open. You still have time to get out there and vote. 7 o'clock, they'll close.
Absolutely. Just about 5:25 here. Before we go to break, I'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, sitting at 82 degrees right now, low of 75 tonight with some rainfall chances that will bleed into your Wednesday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some national headlines as we ease you into the Fox News break. Coming up in just 5 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:27, kind of making up some time here as the afternoon slides by. We'd like to thank Patty Burke for that really amazing interview and kind of setting up the elections over in Santa Rosa County District 3 elections this afternoon. Stocks ending up, drifting just below their all-time highs. Hillary Barsky's in, has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher as investors remain focused on ongoing trade talks between U.S. and Chinese officials who, in addition to discussing tariffs, are reportedly addressing current restrictions on shipments of rare earth minerals and chips, among other products. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the talks are going well so far. Tech and energy gained while industrials lagged and chip makers rose. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices were up 1% after hitting their highest level since January on Monday. The Dow winners, Amgen, Visa, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 105 points, the Nasdaq higher by 124, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And tensions remain high in L.A. due to immigration protests. Protesters yesterday were seen throwing objects at dozens of officers guarding a federal building, with officers responding with flashbangs, tear gas, and non-lethal rounds. President Trump deploying an additional 2,000 California National Guard troops to L.A. County.
Yeah, that's right. More military service members are being ordered to SoCal in the wake of ramped-up immigration raids. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Reacting to demonstrations in Los Angeles against his immigration crackdown, President Trump had a message for protesters if there is violence toward police officers. Attorney General Pam Bondi talked about it on Fox's Hannity.
As President Trump said, you spit, we hit. Get ready. If you spit on a federal law enforcement officer, we are going to charge you with a crime federally. You are looking at up to 5 years maximum in prison.
Another 2,000 National Guard troops are being deployed to Los Angeles, along with 700 Marines, all on the orders of President Trump. It follows the initial deployment of 2,000 National Guard members after weekend protests. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom calling each other liars. Today from the Oval Office, Trump said he phoned Newsom yesterday and told him he's doing a bad job handling the anti-ICE protests. And in response, Newsom posted that there was no call, not even a voicemail. Trump then released White House call logs to Fox News, purportedly showing a 16-minute call between the two on June 7th. And Trump added, here is the evidence.
It's not nice to fudge the truth, that's for sure. Boards of Education in Mississippi sued over new laws that target diversity policies and state schools. Grinnell Scott, all over it.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Mississippi, along with several legal groups, argue a bill passed by the GOP-controlled state legislature violates freedoms of speech and equal protection under law. Those rights are guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution's First and 14th Amendments, respectively. The ACLU also argues the bill is too broadly written, which it believes allows for discriminatory enforcement. Lawyers arguing the case say the bill could alter education and force changes in how courses are taught from grade school to college and up through law school. Republican sponsors of the bill have not yet commented on the lawsuit. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, the summer concert series, Bands of the Beach, returning tonight. The band Schofield. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7 o'clock. Bring your beach chair, blankets, leave the pets and glass at home. In 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Protests continue in Los Angeles after ICE agents conducted immigration raids on businesses last week, leading to the arrest of several undocumented migrants. President Trump sent in the National Guard. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass believes these protests were handled well until the National Guard troops were sent in.
If we want to look at the cause of what is happening here, I take it back to raids that took place on Friday and the uncertainty and the fear and the fact that families across the city are terrified.
The president says the city would have burned to the ground without his intervention. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells Fox all this is not stopping ICE from carrying out their duties.
We're doing operations in downtown Los Angeles. Inside the county of Los Angeles, we aren't going to be impeded by these individuals that are blocking us from doing our lawful law enforcement mission.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the Trump administration. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Tune in Thursday at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan. Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Pensacola City Council is set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday to settle a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and the other docks in the area. The agreement allows the marina company to make repairs to the seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Bale and Slips Marina lease with the city by 25 years to the year 2070.
Okay, and story number two this afternoon, Scabby County wants to eliminate derelict boats. Especially in Bayou Chico. That's the county's largest dumping ground for unwanted boats. In the first week of June, Scambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 vessels in the bayou that they were closely monitoring. Scambia commissioners sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels in the county waters. Right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on derelict vessels.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirmed that they are tracking three tropical waves, one of them located off the western coast of Africa, and the two other waves traveling west over the central Atlantic. No tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea, and more importantly, the Gulf of America.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A penalty-filled game. Panthers scored three of their six on the power play as time winds down, and Florida takes a 2-1 lead.
On TNT, the Florida Panthers dominated Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final in Sunrise. Unlike the first two games in Edmonton, which were decided in overtime and double overtime, this one never in doubt. The Panthers led 2-0 after one period, 4-1 after two, and 6-1 by the end of the game. Power play goals by Carter Verhaeghe, Aaron Ekblad, and Evan Rodriguez. Brad Marchand opened the scoring for Florida, the oldest player to score goals in each of the first three games of a cup final. Sam Reinhart and Sam Bennett also scored for the Panthers. Bennett scored his league-leading 14th goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers now 2 wins away from winning a second straight Stanley Cup. Game 4 will be in Sunrise Thursday. The NBA Finals pick up tomorrow in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder are tied 1 game apiece. Cleveland Cavaliers All-Star guard Darius Garland had surgery Monday on the big toe of his left foot. Expected to make a full recovery in time for training camp.
High fly ball way back. Josh Naylor all the way to the wall. And it's a walk-off grand slam. Just the third walk-off grand slam in Diamondbacks history. And the first since Ryan Roberts back in 2011. Second career walk-off homer for Naylor.
On Diamondbacks TV, of the nine Major League Baseball games Monday, five decided in extra innings. Josh Naylor's walk-off grand slam ended the Diamondbacks' 8-4 win over the Mariners in 11 innings. The Dodgers topped the Padres in 10, 8-7. Blue Jays got by the Cardinals in 10 innings, 5-4. Rays beat the Red Sox in 11, 10-8, and the Phillies topped the Cubs in 11 innings, 4-3. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Colorado Buffaloes head coach Deion Sanders says he's feeling well after missing the beginning of the program's summer camps. The update came from his son, Deion Sanders Jr., during a recent live stream on YouTube. No details were provided regarding the NFL Hall of Famer's medical issues, and there's also no specified timeline for his return. He's previously undergone surgeries to treat persistent blood clots in his leg and has even had two toes amputated.
News Radio 92.3, Austin, I just want to cover a couple of stories here of local appeal. Pensacola is back on the winning side of the equation. The Wahoos are now above that 500 level, 29-28 for the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola faces Rocket City on the road. It is game one of a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. First pitch up in Huntsville, 6:35. And this weekend, starting Friday, it's actually Friday and Saturday. They do the awards on Sunday. But Friday and Saturday, get ready. You can drop your lines at the Bill Hargraves Fishing Rodeo. This is being held over the Grand Lagoon Yacht Club on Gulf Beach Highway. The event starts with a captain's meeting. That happens on Thursday evening. Fishing starts Friday morning, continues until the final weigh-in on Saturday. And you know what's coming up? And I think this is pretty interesting. It's an annual thing. The members of Congress expected to meet tomorrow. They're playing the annual Congressional Charity Baseball Game, a tradition going back, get this, 1909. Been around for a few years. Chad Pergam has the story from Washington.
Former Braves minor league farmhand Roger Williams is the GOP skipper. Linda Sanchez of California steers the Democrats. They play at Nats Park, just blocks from the Capitol. The teams aim to raise more than $2 million for charity, playing in front of nearly 30,000 fans. But despite the bipartisan camaraderie, lawmakers play for keeps. Even the umpires get dinged up. Republicans have dominated in recent years, Democrats never winning under House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Since 1962, Republicans lead the series 37-23. On Capitol Hill, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And Major League Baseball announcing a strategic partnership with John Boy Media to expand content to more MLB avenues. This comes from the league's official website, which plans to use John Boy Media's expertise across MLB's digital channels and grow John Boy's own shows, including Talkin' Baseball. The two parties will also collaborate on IP growth and add opportunities for key league events, including the Home Run Derby.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Pittsburgh Steelers star T.J. Watt wants a new contract. This deal seems pretty easy to get done, but no deal has been made yet, and T.J. is now a no-show for mandatory minicamp. I said this at the Super Bowl this past year, and I'll say it again. T.J. Watt should force his way out of Pittsburgh. T.J. is one of the best defensive players in the league, and he should force his way to an actual Super Bowl contender, because the Steelers, who haven't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, are clearly nowhere close to being a bona fide contender anytime soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, more stars will be inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. Michelle Pollino, this is right down her alley. She has more for you.
The Television Academy has announced its 27th Hall of Fame class. Viola Davis, Conan O'Brien, Ryan Murphy, Henry Winkler, Don Mischer, and Mike Post will be inducted at this year's ceremony on August 16th. They join over 150 legends honored since the Hall of Fame launched in 1984. The Hall of Fame celebrates lifetime achievement and singular contributions to television. Television Academy Chair Chris Abrego called the honorees trailblazers who have shaped the landscape in profound ways. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And speaking of actors, actor Noah Wiley making a visit to Capitol Hill in support of improved mental health services for healthcare workers. The Pitt and former ER star will lead a panel discussion focused on the daily mental health, financial, and bureaucratic challenges for doctors and nurses today. Came to the nation's capital with the healthcare apparel company and advocacy group FIGS, which is expected to press lawmakers to reauthorize the Dr. Lorna Breen Healthcare Provider Protection Act. Wiley, joined by his mom, who is a retired nurse, along with more than a dozen healthcare professionals.
And afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. I'm going to slide this story in here because it kind of falls under the frame of pop culture. June's full moon promises to be a special sight, and it's going to appear larger than normal and may even appear to be orange or reddish. If you miss it, you'll have to wait before it rolls around again in 2043.
Ugh. Don't know. Lame.
I don't know if I'll be around for that one. The next full moon is early tomorrow morning with the peak occurring at 2:44. That is Pensacola time, by the way. And this is the funny story we're talking about. We mentioned this and teased last hour about this. A woman is fined for pulling the pants off a man. Mm. Lillian Wu has the story.
She said it was a prank, but a woman getting a slap down in South Korean court for sexual misconduct, ordered to undergo 8 hours of sexual violence prevention education for pulling down a male colleague's trousers and also accidentally his underwear in front of other employees in a restaurant kitchen last year. She was also fined about $2,000. The woman had claimed she intended to play a practical joke, commonly known as pantsing. However, prosecutors found she'd sexually humiliated the man and charged her with an indecent act by compulsion. In sentencing, the court took into account that the woman had no criminal record and was remorseful. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And an investigation is underway after a home invasion robbery on rapper Macklemore's home in Seattle. The Seattle PD says officers responded to the home just before 1 a.m. Saturday morning. A nanny says she was at the home with three kids when two men entered the home and doused her with bear spray. Then they stole thousands of dollars worth of valuables like watches and jewelry. Police say the three children were not hurt.
5:45, the afternoon sliding by here. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together.
Luckily, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit on I-10. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 82 degrees, 50% chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low of 75. Tomorrow, going to be rainy as well with a high of 87 and a low of 76.
You know, I think the rest of the week here, we're going to see just those pop-up showers becoming a kind of a normal type event, especially this week. Those numbers are kind of up there in terms of seeing some wet stuff. Speaking of wet stuff, a wet few days ahead for the south and high temperatures for the northwest. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean's back has more on this Fox weather forecast.
A stalled-out frontal boundary that is draped across the south and along the Gulf Coast states will bring days of storms and heavy rain. Flash flooding will be the biggest concern, with some thunderstorms reaching severe limits. The Northeast also seeing rain in the forecast today, while record heat is the story for the Northwest, which should ease up midweek. For all your latest forecast details, be sure to check in with foxweather.com. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Paramount Global is cutting its U.S.-based staff by 3.5% in their latest round of layoffs for the media company. They say that they notified staff of the impending layoffs this morning, according to an internal memo viewed by CNBC. Boeing's gross orders for new airplanes hit 303 last month, which is the highest number since December of 2023. The news comes as the company goes head-to-head with Airbus, working to stabilize production of its best-selling aircraft near the FAA limit. ChatGPT was down for some users today, with nearly 2,000 outage reports on down detector. The OpenAI status page showed elevated error rates ongoing for 7 hours. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the Dow up more than 100 points and the Nasdaq gaining 123. That's your money now.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Trade talks between the U.S. and China have continued in London. Edward Lawrence crossed the pond with more information.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was supposed to be on a flight back to Washington, D.C. because he's got testimony tomorrow. But a Treasury official saying that they're working on some technical details, and that's the reason they're back talking. And the feeling among the U.S. trade team is that there is real discussions that are happening here. And in fact, these talks today have been going on for more than 5.5 hours at this point. So President Trump ultimately wants to open the Chinese market to U.S. goods. He wants China to stop the slow walking of exports of rare earth minerals. Also, China wants to avoid those 145% snapback reciprocal tariffs set to be imposed on August 12th.
And Apple's new software focusing on design aesthetics over AI. The tech giant revealed its liquid glass design for the software powering iPhones, iPads, and Macs that will bring a transparent aesthetic to tabs, files, and app icons. Comes at a time when most of the tech industry is building new AI systems into devices. However, the company did not completely abandon AI pursuits, as it announced that its Apple intelligence system will add abilities such as allowing apps to use the AI capabilities built into its devices.
Let me advance the story just a little bit here. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg reportedly spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money to create a new super intelligence team dedicated to building the world's most advanced AI platform. Here's Madison Allworth with the details.
Those close to Zuckerberg say he's going into founder's mode, personally recruiting around 50 people, including a new head of AI research for Meta. The goal is to reach super intelligence, or artificial general intelligence, AGI, where the computer is as smart and can reason like a human brain. He's pitching these recruits who come from other AI companies like OpenAI by saying that Meta's advertising business is strong enough to finance all of their AI efforts. No outside funding is needed. And if these folks come work for Meta, Zuckerberg is reportedly offering compensation packages of 7 to 9 figures. Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Okay, well, we're kind of talking about AI here this afternoon. Let me just kind of advance this one on for you. AI is targeting students with financial aid fraud. These are smart machines, ladies and gentlemen. Lillian Wu has the report.
The rise of artificial intelligence plus the popularity of online classes is spelling an uptick in financial aid fraud, according to government reports. For instance, in California, CalMatters reporting a jump in suspected fake students from about 20% in 2021 to 34% this year, with state colleges handing over an estimated $10 million in federal funds to so-called ghost students, which join online classrooms just long enough to collect financial aid checks. A temporary rule now in place requires first-time applicants for federal student aid to show colleges a government-issued ID. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yep, the future is now. Also, the World Bank is cutting its global growth projections. It now expects the global economy to expand by 2.3% this year, which is down sharply from an earlier forecast of 2.7%. The bank cited international discord over trade as a primary factor in its new report from earlier today. It also cut its 2025 growth forecast for the United States to 1.4%, noting that the outlook could improve if major countries strike new trade agreements.
The Department of Agriculture pushing for changes to the food stamp program. For a complete definition, here's Ryan Schmelz.
Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. will sign waivers today to remove sugary drinks from SNAP, the federal food stamp program. The USDA says the move will push President Trump's effort to make America healthy again. Supporters have long argued removing soda and other sugary drinks from SNAP will encourage healthier food choices and save taxpayers money. Critics have questioned if the initiative will be effective, could put a burden on grocery stores tasked with enforcing SNAP, and limits people's freedom of choice. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Wow, couldn't have done that if we tried. A business story, but also somewhat health-related, because as we take this last break here, we will be coming back with some health stories. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Once again, back in just a couple minutes with some health notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Papi, walking around our block is like walking around the world.
How do you mean?
My friend Kayla's from India, Lily's from China, and Beza's from Ethiopia.
We're lucky we live in a diverse community where people from different backgrounds live in the same neighborhood.
I like it.
To learn more about how the Fair Housing Act promotes diversity, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Heads up Pensacola. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. That's typically how it is this time every afternoon. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Just be on the lookout for those two areas. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight. 50% chance of showers. Those shower chances are going to bleed into your Wednesday with a high of 87 and a low of 76.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Before we jump into the health news here, you know, it's interesting how a lot of these Capitol Hill meetings become very heated discussions and people yelling and screaming at each other.
Right.
Whoever thought C-SPAN would be entertaining?
Yeah, it's become the new Bravo.
Absolutely. The director of NIH defending proposed cuts to research grants and another heated Capitol Hill hearing. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Trump administration is proposing an $18 billion cut for the National Institutes of Health and has paused or redirected billions of dollars in research grants to universities accused of academic bias by the president. NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya says the agency remains committed to research for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and ALS.
There have been opportunities for reform for how the biomedical research enterprise works.
Hundreds of NIH employees have signed onto a public letter warning the administration's policies are undermining the NIH mission. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And data is showing a direct link between young children's screen time with behavioral difficulties. Not much of a shock there. Researchers recently found a strong link between higher screen use to signs of emotional distress, including anxiety, depression, aggression, and low self-esteem. That's according to research published in the journal Psychological Bulletin, which reviewed 117 separate studies involving nearly 300,000 children under the age of 10 worldwide. And researchers observed that in many of those cases, screens, all ranges from video gaming to texting, were linked to a kind of coping mechanism resulting in an endless cycle.
557 News Radio 92.3. A lot of folks trying to just basically understand what is next for vaccine mandates after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. let go of the Vaccine Advisory Committee. Rich Edson has more from Capitol Hill.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clearing out what's called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. It's a panel that reviews vaccines and decides which Americans should receive vaccines and when. Kennedy wrote in the Wall Street Journal, quote, "The public must know that unbiased science guides the recommendations from our health agencies. This will ensure the American people receive the safest vaccines possible." Opponents say Kennedy is just manufacturing these accusations of widespread conflicts of interest, that board members have to go conflict of review sessions.
And a bill that would allow medically assisted suicide for the terminally ill in the state of New York is now headed to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk, but it's unclear if she'll sign it. The state Senate voted 35-27 in favor of the Medical Aid in Dying Act, which allows a doctor to prescribe life-ending drugs to patients with 6 months or less to live. If she were to sign off on the measure, New York would become the 12th state to approve medically assisted suicide.
New study out there finds restrictive dieting linked to depression. I believe this. I can buy into this one. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggests restricting calories for your physical health may have serious negative impacts on mental health. It finds that taking calorie cutting too far may worsen depression symptoms. Researchers found that those who followed a calorie restrictive diet, particularly men or those with a higher body mass index, were more likely to have higher symptoms of depression. The study adds people who ate more ultra-processed foods experienced a higher rate of depression symptoms than those on a Mediterranean-style diet. The studies published in the journal BMJ Nutrition, Prevention, and Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a sleep expert is sharing tips that a golf star uses to get a good night's sleep. George Sfintescu says Rory McIlroy makes sure he does not eat within 2 hours of bedtime and takes health supplements, including magnesium. The sleep expert says McIlroy also wears blue light blocking glasses after 5 p.m., cuts caffeine off at 2 p.m., that is, and takes a nighttime bath and also sleeps in a cool room.
All right. Pharmacy Group says it's going to withhold its endorsement of a CDC's revised COVID-19 vaccine guidance. Yeah, a lot of confusion here. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The American Pharmacists Association's decision not to endorse the CDC's latest immunization schedule came after the removal of the recommendation for pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmacy group says pregnancy is a high-risk condition, and those who are pregnant should be recommended to receive the COVID vaccine. On Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, fired the entire CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization, calling it a move to restore public trust in vaccines. The action is the opposite of the promise Kennedy made during his confirmation hearings when he told Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who is a doctor, that he would not alter the committee. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.